Radio Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Adam Ragusea in for Anthony Brooks. The Clock is a contemporary art installation by Mass Art alum Christian Markley. It's a 24-hour-long collage of film clips, old movies, TV shows, commercials, thousands of them, each relating thematically to the passage of time. And most of the clips relate to the specific time of day at which they appear in the 24-hour course of the exhibit. So here's a little bit of sound from the 3 p.m. section of the film.
It's 3:20 now. Give me half an hour.
One of the little pleasures in life, Mr. Gage, I can now give myself. Just to hear it ring and know that you don't have to go anywhere is wonderful.
Okay, so that's a bit of what you would see if you wandered into the exhibit at about 3:20 p.m. The Clock has been drawing capacity crowds in New York, and it's on its way to Boston in September, but the circumstances of its arrival have sparked all kinds of drama in the art world. And here to explain is Boston Globe Arts reporter Jeff Edgers. Welcome back, Jeff.
Hey there, Adam. How you doing?
We should mention that you're on the phone with us now because you are deep in the wilderness of Maine with your family. We hope you're having a lovely time. The MFA is acquiring an edition of The Clock for $500,000. What does that mean? A museum doesn't acquire an edition of the Mona Lisa.
Well, they're actually, and because it's a video piece, they're actually acquiring half of an edition. They're sharing it with the National Gallery of Canada, so they're paying more like $250,000. And basically what it means is, you know, they have this video with the rules of presentation that the artist has created and that they've agreed to, and they show it according to those rules. So they can't just burn off like a bunch of DVDs and give it to us. The rules are very strict down to, you know, I've seen the description of how this is supposed to be presented. When they're showing this film, you know, there are specific kinds of couches that the artist wants in the room. The lighting has to be very particular. And, you know, the main thing about it that makes it kind of exciting and complicated is it can't be shown out of sequence. So, for example, when it's 3:20 in the clock, it's 3:20 where it's being shown.
Right.
So if you want to see the 1 a.m. section, you got to be in a gallery at 1 a.m., which is not easy since no museums are open at 1 a.m.
Right. This is the obvious problem with the piece. The MFA is open between 10 a.m. and either 5 or 10 p.m. depending on the day. So that means that there are 12 hours of this film that potentially no visitor would ever be able to see. And that leads us to what we're going to talk about now, which is the MFA is doing a special 24-hour inaugural screening in the middle of September that you reported on. Tell us about this.
Well, this is not the first time this has happened. The Los Angeles County Museum also did this. The art galleries that have shown it, they showed this 24-hour screening, and that enables people who want to see sections of the clock that wouldn't be available during normal hours to come in and see it. So, you know, in galleries in New York, people have come back several times to see different sections, and the MFA is going to do one on September 17th, time to the opening of its new contemporary art wing.
And the sticking point here that you reported on is the price tag.
This is why I fled to the woods, because everybody seems very upset about this, upset with the museum, upset with the people complaining, upset with me, upset with everyone. The Globe reported on the fact that the first hours of this unveiling are linked to the opening of the Lindy Family Wing for Contemporary Art. And as part of that, the MFA is having an opening party, which is pretty standard. You have to pay $200 to get into that party, which runs from 7 to 11 p.m. Then they have a late-night party that goes from 11 to 3 a.m., which you have to pay $100 to get into. And then there's a really late-night thing or early morning from 3 a.m. to 7 a.m. for $50. You know, there's a lot of stuff that's going to be going on in the museum, but the fact is, if you want to be there at the beginning when the clock is unveiled for this mania, this, you know, big, huge event in the contemporary art world in Boston, to see the clock, you need to pay that money. And there were some folks who were complaining about that who contacted me, and, you know, I listened to them, and I talked to them, and I put them in the newspaper. That's what's created this, you know, controversy, quote-unquote.
And then the artist Christian Markley released a statement that was very critical of the MFA's ticket price. Let me read a little bit from it. "It has always been my express wish that there should be no additional charge to view my work over and above any general admission price," which at the MFA would be, what, $22 for adults. Going on is his quote here: "This is contractually agreed by all institutions who own and exhibit the clock. It is my intention that my work be made equally accessible to all." That sounds to me like he's interested in enforcing some measure of his contract to change the MFA's plans.
You would think so, Adam. But then he went totally silent. I got that email a couple days after our story ran. His representative from his gallery sent it to me. I immediately wrote back to her, and then they said, "We're going to have no more comment." And then the MFA said that they're going to go forward with things as is. I can only guess at what might have happened. You know, the MFA may have gotten on the phone with them and said, "Hey, look, you know, we might be doing it connected with this party, but we're also going to have a free showing in about a month. And also people can come at 7 a.m. the next day and watch the last 12 hours for free." I don't know what happened, but it's clear that at least as of now, he hasn't demanded they somehow disconnect the clock from the opening party.
And we should mention that, of course, the MFA was none too happy with your reporting. As you mentioned, Jeff, Malcolm Rogers, the director, wrote a statement calling your piece extremely misleading. He basically said that, you know, the $200, it's not just to view the clock. It's, as you said, it's for the whole shindig, drinks and food and music. And in that context, it sounds like it's a reasonable price tag, considering the kind of really ritzy events that they run there sometimes. And it's also not a price tag that's attached specifically to the clock. Do you think that you might have framed the issue incorrectly?
I think it's a little weird for him to have written that letter, to be honest with you. I mean, I've covered the museum for a decade, and I think it's shoot the messenger. Those folks who were complaining. Look, as a former president might have said, it depends on what your definition of $200 is. Now, if $200 is, you know, you're getting to go to this exclusive party thrown by the guy who organized Chelsea Clinton's wedding, and you're going to sample these signature cocktails and have this food and the performance artists, and it's only $200, great. But if you're somebody who doesn't really want to spend $200 and you want to see this one piece of video, it's a lot of money. And what's odd, I think, is the MFA's had it both ways. They created this mania. I mean, why do people stand in line for hours to see the new Harry Potter movie when in 3 days they can go and see it without standing in line? You know, why are they desperate to go to Fenway Park on opening day when there are 80 more games, you know, and it's cold? It's, you know, people want to be there when something is unveiled, when it starts, and that's, you know, the burden of having the hottest contemporary art piece, you know, in Boston this fall.
Well, ultimately, what does it mean for me if I want to see the clock?
You know, the key is, if you're okay with waiting a little while, Columbus Day weekend, they're going to have another 24-hour screening, and you're not going to have to pay for that. It's not going to be connected with any kind of a party, so it's a free 24-hour screening. It's just that, you know, you have to be a little bit patient. You can also go during regular museum hours and see the, you know, the sections that are on outside of those closed hours for the museum's regular, you know, $22 admission. So, you know, if you can just accept the fact you're not going to be there for the first 4 hours or the first night, you know, you can save a little bit of money. Hey, it might be a nice party, Adam. Maybe we should meet over there.
Only if you give me $200, Jeff. Jeff Edger is an arts reporter for the Boston Globe. Thanks so much, Jeff.
Thank you, Adam.
Up next, our literary series, Zip Code Stories, heads to Revere. I'm Adam Ragusea.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.